But it was also the first of the first nationally coordinated gay demonstrations. And I use gay advisedly because we never called it gay and lesbian in those days. It wasn't until much later that we said gay and lesbian. And that's where I... there's some people who in the Pride History group, like John Whitty and Ken Davis, who were involved in that as well. Mm-hmm. And I was there with a few people, and we it was a demonstration on the Sunday. There'd been several other activities and things like that. And by nationally coordinated, it means there was something in Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney and Adelaide, which was about as national as we got in those days. It was just a really rough demonstration, and I'd been in the moratoriums in Melbourne. A couple of those
Where
got
was it held? Was it held in... The demonstration?
In the city.
It was in the city?
Yeah. And I'd been in the moratoriums in Melbourne, a couple of which seemed to get a bit hairy, as we got back up towards Melbourne Uni or something like that, but there was a smaller group. But nothing like this. Mm-hmm. We're in on the steps of Town Hall House, and the cops weren't going to let us go, so we ran through the cops did all our sort of... normal stuff that we do in demos of being a bit anarchic and things like that. We marched down and got round to where the cenotaph was, and there was some thought of laying a wreath for
gay service people.
But also the gays in the concentration camps and stuff. But
yeah,
a bit of both. I think I can't remember clearly.
Yeah.
On that one. And I never saw the wreath, I kind of only heard about it. And we were standing on the steps with our arms linked of the of what was the GPR at the time.
In Martin Place.
In Martin Place, yeah. The cops were hassling us, and my glasses got broken and stuff. Not completely, I had one eye ready to, one lens intact. And then we marched up to Phillip Street, and I didn't get arrested then, I just got pushed around.
But some people did?
Some people got arrested, I was kind of standing towards the edge of it, and some coppers in uniform came and grabbed me and arrested me, threw me in the paddy wagon. There's only three women and about a dozen
Do you remember
men.
Who the other two women were?
Anne and Gemma. I haven't seen them around for a long time. And we sort of made noise and ran around the cell and, you know, sang our songs and stuff like that. And I actually ended up getting off the charges because some detectives got up and swore blind that they'd arrested me properly and that I was using unseemly language and used cunt as a swear word,
which of course
we never did.
Which of course you wouldn't have done.
And I really just was standing there, and they picked me off because I was on the edge.
Yeah.
And the magistrate basically said there was enough. And I had a newspaper photograph of me being grabbed by some uniformed police. And the magistrate said, oh, you can't conclusively identify yourself, but there's reasonable doubt, blah, blah. So I got off the charges. So it was the old trifecta of the language, the resisting arrest and whatever else. What it was the other one we used to get charged with? Can't remember.